This should be interesting. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And you know, a radio show is a lot like a car.
Okay, how so?
Every once in a while, you got to get under the hood and put your hands all over those greasy gears. And
what?
Tweak some bolts, flick a few wires.
What are you talking about?
Got to make sure the pistons are pounding away properly.
Sounds so sexual.
Man, did it get hot in here? I'm super hot right now for some reason.
What's going on with you lately?
What was I talking about?
We're talking about cars and
I don't know. You were talking about pistons, man, and it was uncomfortable.
That's right. I was talking about tuning up a car.
Yeah.
The reason I mention it is because just like a car, occasionally you have to tune up your radio show, too, and try out a new segment. So we did some research, and we found that with all the crazy, disheartening things happening in the world right now, listeners really want to hear a little more positivity on the air.
Awesome.
Which is going to work if we actually get phone calls. Like, that's what I'm concerned about, is that this year has been so crappy that no one may call in with good news.
That's true.
Come on.
I'm just saying. I'm being a realist right
now.
So
with our research about positivity, at least that's what I think our producer was telling me. I don't know. I was sending a hilarious tweet to ex-Vice President Joe Biden at the time. Wasn't really paying attention, but Joe Biden is awesome. He's so funny. Anyway, the segment is called Tell Me Something Good.
Right.
I can't believe we didn't go with Give It To Me Good.
You could always change it. It's a new segment.
Yeah,
you know?
It's brand new.
Yeah. It's very, very simple. Just text us at 78592 or call us 866-668-4692 and tell us something that you're feeling good about today. It can be literally anything.
We're getting so many texts already, and I'm so happy for people. Someone lost 10 pounds.
Nice. Someone found a penny.
Yeah. It could be anything. For example, like you got 10 likes on an Instagram picture that you thought would only get 5 likes. You know, any of that kind of stuff. So the phone lines are open.
I'm going to cry.
While we wait for some happy callers. So let's start off with our own ray of sunshine and let's ask one of us while we wait for people to call in. 866-668-4692. Tell us something good. Let's start with you, Brooke.
Tell us
something good.
Coming from a dark place right now after the stomach flu is ravaging my house right now.
Okay, that's not good.
Unless... Hold on.
She can't think of anything.
Nope, I got it. My daughter told me yesterday that she, instead of writing a letter to Santa about what she wants, unsolicited, she wants to write a thank you note to Santa Claus.
Aww.
He hasn't given her anything yet.
Yeah, but she knows what he's all about.
She's
and I think
thoughtful.
That her little heart full of gratitude is something good in this world.
What if he doesn't give her anything?
He'll come through, man.
How do you know? How do you know what Santa's going to do?
I have the inside scoop.
Okay.
Yeah. That was something good in my life.
Let's go to the phones and see if there are some people who actually want to tell us something good this morning.
Yeah.
Hello, Jackie.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Tell us something good.
Okay. So the other day, I bought this really nice fake Christmas tree, but it was like $200. But it was really nice, and I really needed a new one, so I picked it up anyways.
Wow.
And I brought it home, and I, like, put it together, and I plugged it in, and, like, the bulbs on the top half of the tree were, like, completely burned out.
Oh,
so
man.
I complained to the store, and they gave me 20% off.
Oh, that is nice.
Hey,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Couldn't give you a whole new tree, huh?
No, but, I mean, 20% off.
Are the bulbs still burnt out?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
So,
you didn't get a new... Like, they didn't exchange it and then give you 20% off on top of it?
No.
Yeah, so, okay. So, you're still keeping a broken tree and they didn't even give you all your money back.
Yeah, even if the money back, you have to spend on more lights.
Well, I mean, I had some old lights that I just strung up on it.
Okay,
yeah, but still, they should have given you all your money back.
I'm going to go with you, but we're grasping at straws here.
Yeah, congratulations on the 20%. 20% off,
thank
but
you.
Yeah, no, didn't want to ruin your positive story there. Sorry about that. We're doing
holidays.
A new segment called Tell Me Something Good, where you just call up or text in and tell us something good going on because of so much negativity in the world. Mackenzie?
Yes, hey guys.
Hey, how are you? Tell us something good this morning.
Okay, so I had some friends come by my place the other night. And I actually had, like, nothing to serve them. I had nothing in my house. My fridge is just bare. And
Plan better. Okay, sorry.
I know, right?
So what happened?
But I looked at my freezer, And I found this frozen pumpkin pie from, like, I don't know, 2 years ago or so.
Don't eat that up.
Oh, I did, though. And actually, they didn't know the difference. It was just totally great, and they loved it. And we had a good time eating pumpkin pie.
You're something good as you gave your friends food poisoning.
Yeah. Have you heard from them since your little party?
Yeah, they seem to be fine. I don't think anyone's sick.
But their good news is they lost 5 pounds after that little diet
there you
gave them.
Go. Missed a couple days of work. Oh. Good deal.
Yeah. Right. All right. Well, that's something good. The good part of that, the positive part of that, is just that they survived.
Yeah. We got the cutest text into 78592. It says, I'm 12 and I'm going on vacation with my parents.
Hey,
oh, that sounds terrible. 12, yeah. 12 and you want to hang out with your parents?
They're not that at the age yet.
Oh, it's like 13, 14 when that starts to happen. Yeah. Okay, so give it another year. Then you're going to be like, dude, this is the worst.
I hate you guys.
Yeah. Guys, this isn't supposed to... I'm piling too, but this isn't supposed to be a segment where people tell us good news and then we just rag on them.
I guess
them.
It's kind of happening that way, isn't it?
Well, what is wrong with our dark hearts?
We're trying
a new segment called Tell Me Something Good. It's just... Because there's so much negativity going on in the world today, why not focus on some of the positive stuff and just call up 866-668-4692, text us 78592 and tell us something good. It can be anything. Hey, Steven?
Yes?
What's your good news?
Well, I was, I'm driving down the road, like this is 2 days ago, I'm driving. And,
dude, great news. Great news, by the way. Love it.
You did it. You're driving.
Well, yeah, I'm going down and there's this girl that comes who's behind me. She's kind of like riding my tail, goes
great news
to the
great
goes
news
in
on
the
that
lane
one.
When she cut me off, and I was like, I honked it. I was like, so I mean, she almost caused a huge accident. And then you know, I just kept cruising down. I kind of let it go, and then like probably 5 minutes later, I see a cop pull a car over. I look over. I'm driving past. It's this girl. And
that is the best feeling. And I always wish that would happen. It's never happened to me where somebody's speeding and being an a-hole on the road, and you're like, dude, you're gonna get pulled over so quick.
Yeah.
And then they don't get pulled over. Yeah, that's amazing.
Right, so wait,
that's the best news I've ever heard.
The good news that you like is the one where the guy gets revenge on the person who cut him off.
Yeah,
like, absolutely.
What if she was having a horrible day or on the way to the hospital?
Doesn't matter. We cut people off driving like an a-hole.
Oh my god!
Right. To have horrible
Yeah, like
it was like karma actually worked.
Yeah.
You know?
Anytime somebody does something like that, you always hope that you're like, please get pulled over, please get pulled over. And they never do. I've never seen it happen.
It happened.
Well, congratulations. You witnessed.
I don't know that that's good news either.
You witnessed a Christmas miracle.
We need to reevaluate what good news is.
Dude, I think that's great news. Text in at 78592 if you agree. That is great news right there. We'll take some more phone calls and text messages of people telling us something good, and we'll try not to turn their positive into a negative. Coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. A text in at 78592 says, here's something good. Unlike last winter, nobody has stolen my leaf blower yet.
Oh, God, come on.
See?
Yet.
I guess that's positive.
Another positive text that says, national bacon price has just dropped 2 cents.
Hey.
Bacon party at my house.
I'm there.
Really?
Let's
for
go.
2 cents, now you can afford it.
Yeah, that was the deal breaker.
Another text that says, I have good news. I was finally able to pop a pimple on my butt.
Oh, gross.
After
man.
A week of pain and only being able to sit on one cheek.
No.
I'm sorry for your struggle and congratulations on your success.
I
think
good.
The good news is that if you're in a relationship and it's still working.
Yeah. Or if they were the one that popped it for you, even better. Hashtag relationship goals, right? It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. We're talking about positivity today.
Yeah.
Something that Jubal's so natural
Man.
At.
Can't even say the word.
I know. Literally, I can feel my body just lock up every single time I say it. And especially today. This is like the worst possible day for me. And I'm trying to see if any of this positivity will affect me in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's really not. But still, we should be positive.
Okay. You haven't shared anything positive yet.
I'll
search for it.
Okay.
I'll see if I can find it.
Okay.
But we're doing it because, you know, there's all negative news in the world and it's kind of a downer a lot of the time. So why not take a moment and just tell us your positive stories? Mm-hmm. Could be anything. Doesn't matter. Call us 866-668-4692. Text us 78592. Let's go to Clarissa. Clarissa, what's up?
Hi.
Hi. So, tell us your positive story today.
My positive story.
we got an elf on the shelf, and so now my son isn't hitting the cat.
That's great! Because the elf is keeping an eye out on your son.
Dude, those things work.
I don't even know if that's a positive story for you or for the cat. The cat's like, thank God for that elf.
The cat is having a wonderful December.
Yeah.
That is great news.
It's just running around like, this is the best December ever. You need to keep the elf on the shelf all year long. Well, congratulations on your son and not assaulting your cat for a month.
Thank you.
Yep.
See, that's good news.
That was good news.
Oh, yeah. We're getting so much good news on our text board. It's actually filling me with warm fuzzies.
Oh, it's awesome.
This world is still good, you guys. It is. It is.
At least for this 20 minutes, I suppose. Let's go to Bridget. Bridget, what's up? Tell us something good today. What are you feeling good about?
I'm feeling good because my kids got out of bed today without a fuss.
Without what?
Without you having to get
Your phone broke up. What?
Without them, you know, giving me a hard time.
Nice.
Got out of bed and got ready today, and it's magic.
Wow. Oh, my God. Good for you. See, a start of a new day.
Yeah. Woo.
Well, congratulations.
Hey, it's
Again,
small things in life,
Parenting
dude.
Sounds so much fun.
It really
dude,
is.
Dude, I'm just... The only positive thing in my life right now is my kids woke up, like, pretty much on time.
And they shut up for a while.
And you
it was
know
amazing.
What? Every parent listening right now is like, yes.
Yeah, I know.
How did you do it?
Dude, oh, are you dreaming?
Awesome, yeah. Carrie, what's up? Whoa, tell us something good. What's a positive thing going on with you?
After several years of trying to conceive, my husband and I are announcing to our family that we're pregnant.
Congratulations.
All right.
That made me cry. I'm so excited for you.
Is it your husband's?
Yes,
oh, okay.
Hey, it doesn't matter after a couple years. That's fine,
we'll
too.
We'll take any baby.
Well,
yeah, it was a hard, long process.
Yeah,
so.
It is. Oh,
sounds
I'm
like it was a hard, long process.
You.
Thank you for that. Hey. We're on the radio, remember? Jeez.
Again, that is beautiful.
Text in 78592. Call us 866-668-4692. Simple segment. Just tell us something good. Because there's way too much negativity in the world. So let's take a moment and hear some positive stuff.
Yeah.
Marissa, what's up? What? Tell us something good.
Hey, I just got a new job, so I could afford Santa pictures with my babe girl. I just got her a cute dress, so now I can afford to get those pictures.
Oh, yay!
Great.
Yeah, that's
yay,
good,
Santa
but
pictures.
How sad is that you have to get a new job in order to afford Santa pictures?
They're really
expensive.
Right. I got a new job. I'm now making 7 figures, and I can finally get my kid a picture with Santa. So happy about it.
That was beautiful, actually. We just got a text in that says, I'm 10 years old. I have a black, white, and brown bunny, and in 2 months, he'll be full grown.
Good for you, little guy. You keep rolling with that.
Isn't that the cutest?
Hey, Neil.
Oh, my God.
Neil.
Yes.
Tell
yes,
us,
I'm here.
Tell us something good.
I was homeless for 6 months, and now I signed a lease Saturday and got a place of my own.
Dude. Yeah, Neil!
Congratulations, God! Neil.
That's rad, dude.
Dude, so great, man.
Housewarming party?
Well, it's a little studio, but yeah, you're invited, Jose and
okay.
Jubal.
Dude, okay.
Like, you're a little studio. We'll invite all of our listeners over there.
No, we're going to get kicked out instantly.
You were homeless for 6 months. You found a studio apartment. We're going to invite everybody over. You're like, dude, I miss being homeless. I'm leaving. I'm getting out of this place. Well, congratulations.
Well, the best thing is everybody's giving me stuff to put in my apartment. I need a bigger place now.
Oh,
there you go.
That is so awesome, Neil. I'm so happy for you.
That's
man.
A good problem to have.
You got any things you don't need?
Sure, I'll send it to you.
All right, sweet. Hey, there's some positive stuff there.
You may get a new painting.
Yeah, I just was able to take some stuff from a dude who used to be homeless, now has a place to live. I suddenly feel great. Keep texting in 78592 calls 866-668-4692. Take some more phone calls and texts next. Text in at 78592 says, my dog threw up on the carpet this morning, but he ate it right after.
Nice.
So I don't have to clean it up.
Dude, best training ever.
No, it's not good news.
Text us 78592 calls 866-668-4692. Trying out a new segment called Tell Me Something Good because there's so much negativity in the world. Take a moment, highlight some of the positive stuff, and tell something good. Whatever it is, could be anything.
Okay, this is making my heart full, but it sounds like it may be making you just angry, Jubal.
Yeah, you seem a little off kilter.
You get
off
a little
air.
Tenser the deeper in we get to these beautiful stories.
It keeps going and going, and the more tense I get.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kieran. Kieran, how are you?
good. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful now.
Doing great. I'm
struggling to keep it together right now, Karen. Tell us something good.
So I found out like a week ago that my little sister got accepted into her dream college.
Oh, that's awesome.
Where's Dream College at? Where's Dream College? Never heard of it.
No. Central, that's not a college for
dreams. Central Washington.
Oh,
good for her.
That's her dream college.
That's exciting.
Central's her dream college.
It's an amazing school.
Yeah, she wants to go for criminal law.
Do they have a good criminal law program over there or something?
Yeah.
Apparently they do.
I've heard they do, yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, congratulations then. I didn't know that, and I was going to rip on her school, but that's good then if that's what she wants to do and they specialize in it.
You were more excited about Dream College.
Yeah, I was. I thought Dream College sounded amazing, and I was like, dude, I didn't do any schooling really, but I would have gone to Dream College for sure.
All you have to do is sleep through it, man. Sweet.
That's great.
All right, one more. Devin, tell us something good.
After 112 days in the NICU, my son, who was 12 weeks premature, was finally able to come home.
Oh,
and he's doing great.
God, that makes me so happy.
Congratulations, man.
What a hard start, but what a little fighter you got.
You hug and kiss that little baby. Yeah.
What do you say?
We're just proud. We're excited.
Jose was saying,
hug and kiss that little baby.
You do what you want to do with your baby. Don't do what Jose tells you to do. If you want to hug it and kiss it, go for it.
But all the time, Jose.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you
man.
Go. All right. Well, congratulations,
man.
Now
that all teary, that is snuggle in your own home finally.
That is great news.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Text us 78592.
I'm just gonna cry.
Should
over
we
here.
Continue yes. doing this segment? Tell me yes. something good. Text it in 78592, and I finally found something positive.
Good, man.
You did? What?
We're done with it for today.
Oh, God. Moving 92.5 is